results of the medical test on the new astronauts should be completed by next week. I think you're going to be very pleased, General. Yes, sir. I'll get them to you as soon as I have them. Right. Goodbye, sir.
What are you doing?
Snooping, darling.
Amanda, that's privileged information you're looking at.
Oh, that's what makes it so interesting. Oh, look. Here's Major Nelson's chart.
Would you please put that down?
Darling, look. Well, he's gained 3 pounds in 1 month.
So?
What, does he eat out very much?
No, he usually cooks at home.
Oh, silly, darling. No bachelor's going to gain weight on his own cooking. And he always looks so mysteriously satisfied. Something very strange is going on with your Major Nelson.
What do you think I've been trying to tell you all this time?
Well, I think I know a way to find out what it is.
Okay. Thanks.
How was your flight, Major Nelson?
Oh, fine.
We'll make some more tests next week.
Oh, I'm ready anytime you are.
Are you free for dinner tonight?
Yes.
Good. Mrs. Bellows and I would like to dine with you.
Well, that's very kind.
Shall we say 7 o'clock?
7's fine.
At your house?
At my house.
Dr. Bellows invited himself for dinner tonight at your place?
Yeah, he's looking for Jeannie.
Oh, well, don't let him come. Don't you see? It's a trap. He's not hungry. He's looking for Jeannie. Wait a minute. You know, and you're not going to stop him?
No. Don't worry. I'm giving a dinner party tonight. And Dr. Bellows and his wife are coming, and I want you to come and bring a girl.
Okay, but who are you going to bring?
Catherine Galato.
Catherine Galato? You haven't seen her in ages.
Yeah, well, I'm seeing her tonight.
Yeah, but what about Jeannie? Boy, what's going to happen when she finds another girl's at your house for dinner?
Yeah, don't worry about Jeannie. She's going to be busy tonight. Jeannie! Jeannie!
Hello, Master. You were home early.
Yeah, well, tonight's the big night.
The big night?
Yeah, you remember you said you wanted to see a play called The Tales of the Arabian Nights?
Yes.
Well, you have a front row seat.
Oh, Master!
And I'm going to let you drive the car tonight.
You are going to let me drive... You are not going with me?
No, I'm afraid not.
Oh, but why?
Well, Dr. Bellows has given me a lot of paperwork to do tonight that I'm going to be kind of full. I don't want you to miss this treat.
Oh, but I do not mind. I will keep you company this evening, and we will see the play some other night.
No, it's just playing the one night in town. I wouldn't want you to miss it. I'll just be at home doing a lot of dull paperwork.
Master, you are sure you would not mind if I went alone?
No, your master insists upon it.
My master is such a sweet darling. Liar!
Jeannie, take it easy. Don't get excited.
Why does Major Nelson want to get rid of me tonight?
Well, he doesn't want to get rid of you. It's just he wants you to see the Arabian Nights. It's about your own hometown.
He is trying to trick me, but you will tell me the truth.
Me? Yeah, well, I am telling you the truth. I would never...
Jeannie, what are you doing?
I am waiting for you to tell me why Major Nelson does not want me around tonight.
I did tell you. You know what?
I would never lie.
Jeannie,
you've got to stop being so suspicious. I mean, that's not like you to...
Jeannie, what are you doing to me? Now, wait a minute. You know I'll tell you the truth. I would never lie to you. I've never lied to you in my life.
He doesn't want you around the house tonight because he's inviting Dr. Bellows and his wife to dinner.
Ooh! Thank you, Major Healy.
My pants. Don't forget.
Major Healy.
Dr. Bellows, getting ready for the big race.
You lied to me.
No, I didn't, Jeannie. I said I was going to be busy tonight, and I am.
Having a dinner party.
Who told you?
It is true.
Oh, no, it's not a dinner party. It's just Dr. Bellows and his wife and Roger and a girlfriend coming over for a little bite to eat, that's all.
Please, let me stay. I will hide.
I can't let you stay, Jeannie. You see, Mrs. Bellows is a very suspicious woman, and she's coming here looking for trouble. If you're going to be here, she's going to find it.
Well, we will cook her dinner.
I've hired a sweet little old lady to come in and fix those.
Oh,
something.
Well, no one can cook a meal like I can, Master.
Yeah, honestly, don't worry about it. It's okay.
I will just peek in and check and see how she is doing.
Oh, no. That's sweet of you, Jeannie. But, you know, if you don't hurry, you're going to be late for that play.
Very well, Master.
Good. Thanks.
Jeannie.
Catherine? Did anyone come in here?
Oh, no, darling. Were you expecting someone?
No.
You never know how pleased I was to see you after all these months.
Oh.
Why?
Oh, I got hungry.
Did you?
Yeah, you're one of the best cooks I've ever known.
You know, I'm good at anything I'm interested in.
Oh! Well, I don't want to keep you from your work. I want this dinner to be particularly smashing tonight.
It's going to be.
Well, I better go get dressed, huh? Hey, that's good spaghetti sauce. Well, I better go get ready for our guest, huh?
Hi, Roy. Hello.
Hi, I'm Pauline Abernathy.
I'm very nice to meet you.
Our dear.
She's all right, huh?
Yeah, she's a skydiver. I'm sorry what happened to Jeannie this afternoon. I would have held out longer, but I started to catch cold.
Well, I'm sorry. Everything worked out fine.
You mean you got her to go to the theater even after she knew?
That's right.
Oh, boy, you should write an encyclopedia on women.
Well, that's probably Dr. Bellows. Hang on.
Good evening, Major Nelson.
Well, Major, oh, you're a darling to have us over on such short notice. Is this where I put my wrap?
You don't have a wrap.
Oh, of course. How perfectly ridiculous. I left my wrap in the car, didn't I, dear?
Amanda, shall we join the others?
Oh, yes. Miss Abernathy, this is Mrs. Bellows, Dr. Bellows.
How do you do? Hello.
Oh, well, you must think we're terribly rude inviting ourselves over for dinner like this. But I simply had to see how a bachelor was going to handle a dinner party on such short notice.
Well, I have a friend that drops in from time to time to cook for me. I'd like to meet your friend. Oh, would you? Catherine?
Yes?
I'd like you to meet the Bellows.
Hi, Catherine.
This is Catherine Galato, Mrs. Bellows.
How do you do?
Dr. Bellows?
How do you do?
How do you do?
So, you're the girl who's putting weight on our Major.
Putting weight?
Yeah, well, yes, she's one of the best cooks in Cocoa Beach.
Yeah, where do you taste her cooking?
What are we having?
What Catherine usually prepares for me, a real
Italian
French dinner.
An
Italian dinner, French style.
I better start getting things ready.
Yes,
thank you. So that's the answer. The answer?
Does she cook for you often, Major?
Oh, yes, all the time.
How do you turn on the oven?
Excuse me for just a moment.
She always has a hard time remembering how to turn it on.
My woman's intuition tells me we're going to be awfully glad we came. Terrific tomato juice.
Well, whatever she's cooking out there, it sure smells good.
The way you taste it.
I've always loved Italian-French cooking.
Go ahead. Don't wait for me.
It simply looks marvelous.
Well, you certainly gain a lot of weight on food like this.
So much for a woman's intuition.
Good. 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 Real good.
Thank you. It is good, isn't it?
I don't know not when I've tasted anything like it.
I don't know either. I'm sure of one thing.
What's that, my dear?
I'll teach you to pay more attention to my intuition. I'll get the dessert.
Oh, can we have some water, too?
Oh, yes.
I'd like some more myself.
Oh, yeah, wait till you see the souffle. It's the light as a feather.
Oh. Wonderful. Tony, could you take this, please?
All these.
It's hot.
Okay.
I'll get the forks.
All right.
Yes, sir, light as a feather. Oh.
I know you're in here. Come on.
You know what you've done to me?
You ruined me. That's what you've done to me.
You did this deliberately, didn't you, huh? You can't have just everything go right, Kate. You know what your problem is? You're jealous and you're interfering. And would you like a cup of coffee, sir?
Yes, no, just jealous and interfering.
Not yourself?
No, just an ordinary, everyday... How about some mock turtle soup?
In this house, anything could be anything. One thing I'm sure of, you're not gaining any weight on this food.
Major, there's more here than meets the eye, and I'm going to find out what it is.
Nothing, really, sir.
Then how do you explain the fact that you live here all alone and you're gaining weight?
Well, it's the desserts I eat. I'm very big on desserts.
Shall we serve the other people?
Beautiful, isn't it?
Thank you.
This is the most delicious cake I've ever tasted in my whole life.
It's fantastic.
Delicious. Well, I must warn you, it's a very fat thing.
Who cares?
Major, I owe you an apology. If I ate desserts like this, I think I'd gain weight, too.
Well, there's no reason to apologize, Doctor. Everybody makes mistakes.
I must have this recipe.
I'd like it myself.
What do you mean? You didn't bake it?
No. Didn't come from any bakery. Who baked it?
Oh, I bet you. I bet you.
Yeah, marvelous. Mm. But you know, there's a flavor in there I can't quite identify. What is it?
Oh, I'm sorry. This recipe has been passed down from generation to generation in my family. If I disclosed it, I would be breaking an oath.
Oh, I understand. Can I take a piece home with me?
Oh, of course.
For my mommy?
For your mommy? Oh, of course, yes. After dinner, would anyone like to play bridge or poker?
Let's play jacks.
Jacks?
I want to play jacks. You want to play jacks? I don't want to play jacks. I want to play tag.
I want to play pin the tail on the donkey. Let's play post office. I want more cake. More cake. More cake.
Wait a minute. You're in. Wait.
You'll see that the girls get home all right, huh?
Okay. I love your party, Tony. Bye.
Bye-bye.
Goodbye, Kathy.
Thank you very much for inviting me to your party.
Oh,
I had a real good time.
I'm glad you could come.
I am, too. It was keen.
You'll be able to make it home all right, won't you?
Oh, no, it's you. We just live down the block. We'll run all the way. I'll race you home. Last one home's a dirty bird.
I don't want to race. I'm tired.
No wonder you're tired. I saw you playing spin the bottle with that rotten Katie Galato.
Yeah, and I saw you playing hopscotch with Roger Healy.
I did not.
You did too.
I did not.
You did too.
Jeannie.
Dr. Bellows? Oh.
Yes?
I'm Charles Fakeling with the National Bureau of Pure Food and Drugs.
Yes, Mr. Fakeling. What can I do for you?
I'd like to ask you a few questions. You do have a top security clearance, don't you, Doctor?
Of course.
Doctor, does your wife cook?
We eat out most of the time.
Do you like to cook?
Well, I barbecue occasionally, but, I don't see any need.
Do you like to bake? Cakes.
I never baked a cake in all my life. Will you tell me what this is about?
A few days ago, your wife brought a piece of cake into a laboratory in Cocoa Beach to have analyzed.
But I don't see what that's got to do with you. She simply wanted to know the ingredients so she could...
That's what brought me here, Doctor, one of the ingredients.
I don't understand.
We don't either. We can't identify it.
Surely our laboratory here will help you out.
We tried them. We also tried the lab at the CIA and the FBI. There is something very unusual about this ingredient. It doesn't respond to any of our known tests.
That's incredible.
I'll tell you something even more incredible. A professor of medicine at Harvard thinks that this unknown ingredient is similar in molecular structure to mepatherin.
Mepatherin? I'm not familiar with it.
You know, that project they're working on to arrest old age.
Of course.
And that isn't all. They think this substance will do even more than that. They think it will restore youth. They think there's some kind of property in it that arrests deterioration. Doctor, This could be one of the major breakthroughs of our generation.
I want to know where that substance came from.
So do I.
Well, come along. I'm going to take you to the one man who can tell us.
What's going on around? Jeannie, what are you doing now?
Oh, I'm cleaning the closet, Master.
Yeah, well, I
can
see that.
You do not need any of these old things.
Yeah, what do you... Well, look, there's, it was my best squash racket over there.
Oh, Master, when was this taken?
My graduation high school.
Oh, you were so handsome.
Yeah. Do you know what you did to Dr.
Pictures of yourself when you were younger.
No, Jeannie, they're not. My mother has them.
I am sure that you were adorable.
Yes, I'm sure.
I can just see you now, dressed in a cute little outfit with a collar and a hat.
Oh, what? Thanks, Jeannie. Yes. Oh, hello, Dr. Bellows.
Well.
Dr. Bellows, just sit down here and we'll discuss this rationally.
Thank you.
Believe me, sir, if I knew how to stop old age, I'd tell you.
Major Nelson, yes. Look at yourself. You look 20 years younger.
20 years younger than what?
Why are you dressed that way?
Yes. Yeah.
If you give us this formula, you'll be handsomely rewarded. I'm prepared to offer you $100,000 plus an equitable royalty arrangement.
Yeah, well, sir, I'm not interested in the money. I'm not interested in the money, sir. I would give it to you free if I could. I just can't.
Of course. Shall we say $200,000 plus a royalty arrangement?
Dr. Bellows, would you explain to him?
Major Nelson, the ingredient was in your cake. Would you like to explain that?
I certainly would. But I can't. Well, my theory is, sir, that when Mrs. Bellows took that piece of cake to have it analyzed at the laboratory, one of the technicians accidentally poured the ingredients that you're looking for into the cake and...
Major, you can do better than
that. We're wasting our time. If you change your mind, get in touch with me. You could do your country a great service.
Major. Yes. You
could do yourself a big service, too. I want to see you in my office tomorrow morning.
Yes, sir.
Jeannie!
Yes, Master.
Oh, Jeannie. I want you to bake me a cake.
A cake?
Yeah.
You have had enough sweets for one day. What you need is a nice hot bowl of chicken soup.
I don't want any chicken soup.
Yes, chicken soup.
Jeannie! I want you to... You remember the cake you baked for me?
Yes.
Yeah, well, I want you to bake me another one exactly like it. There's an ingredient in it that I need.
Oh, which one?
Well, I don't know which one. It was your cake.
Oh, but you see, Master, I never follow a recipe. I believe the best cooks have an instinct. If you follow a recipe, it ruins
everything.
Yeah, but
Jeannie, look, it's very important that you remember every single ingredient that went into it. It's very important.
It is?
Yes, you see, without knowing it, you've discovered the fountain of youth. There was something in that cake that made people young again.
Well, let's see. Was it the flour?
I don't know.
Eggs? Yeah. No. No, no, wait a minute. I think I have it.
I knew you wouldn't let me down.
Does that look like it, Master?
Yeah. Oh, yes, it certainly does. Hey, that is beautiful. I'm going to cut it out. Jeannie, you're the best Jeannie a master ever had. You know what this means? Nobody's ever going to get old again.
How does it taste, Master?
Oh, no. No. Jeannie!
Oh.
Do something!